Get going. Hello and welcome to our inner healer gathering. For a timestamp, today is August 27th and it's our Wednesday 7 p.m. class. So welcome to those of you who are joining live and welcome to those of you who are going to be listening to the replay. I appreciate you all being here with your collective energies. So before we started the recording, we were talking about how we're noticing little idiosyncrasies with regard to, our hair, our bodies, and stuff like that. These energies are taking it next level. Okay. And I've explained numerous times in this community that when we first started ascension with the harmonic convergence back in 1987, the harmonic convergence, basically was a flat line of energy, for lack of a better way to say it, right? So it was one consciousness energy, photonic light coming in, streaming, because the body is made up of photons and holds an immense amount of photonic light. So back then it was all photonic light, so that there was no trying to understand what the energies were doing, because it was all just one. And so when the photonic light activated in its heightened state, everybody got excited, because it was like, well, we're getting downloads, we're getting codes, we're getting encoded, and it was like this celebration, which is kind of how the harmonic convergence came to be, because enough people on the planet had woken up by that time, by 1987, that Gaia was ready for her next move. The sun was ready for its next move. They both of them, as souls, were waiting for humanity's wake up to get to the next level, right? I know I've explained this before, so just bear with me. But when we look at the energies back then, we didn't have this cosmic cocktail that we have now. And it certainly was not as intense, because back then we were still playing in the density of significant 3D. And the body, for all intents and purposes, would not be able to sustain the energies that we're operating in now. See, the whole thing is I know you guys understand and you get it, and sometimes you have to be reminded to sink back into it and really understand and get it again. And I get that, because this is sometimes, so far out of the realm of what we know or what we grew up with. But, when we if we think about this, where we came from, the density of that field that we came from, and most of us that are, the older generation, I know some of you, especially some of you listening, that are going to be on the replay, are of the younger generation, that are feeling into this. But the body wasn't ready back then for any of these truly heightened energies that we are experiencing now. So it was kind of like these little, these little smatterings of energetic codes coming in, and it was intuitive downloads for those who are ready to receive it, waking up the gatekeepers and the grid workers. Gatekeepers keep the cosmos and the solar system and anchor the codes from the cosmic light coming in, and help support and assist the light beings as well as us here on the earth. And the grid keepers, through their planting of crystals and ceremonies on the earth, anchor the grids to the earth, right? That's like a very very brief, short, definition of what they do. Because if we went in deeper and if you actually ran into a great keeper or a gatekeeper and asked them what they do exactly, they probably have a whole arsenal of things that they do that they're doing in cosmic alignment to bring in the energies to the earth and thereby bringing them into ourselves as well. So if you think about it and we look back at 1987 and we look back at like how it was just beginning and it was like this haze of photonic light coming in, and then we fast forward to 2025 here at the end of August, we're being blasted, and the body has been through so much because you have to remember, in order for the body to hold light, it has to shift. Excuse me, it has to shed density. Okay. And so we can't hold light if we're not letting something leave. That's why this work is so important, because if we're not in the work, if we're not willing to see what it is that we're doing to contribute to our health issues or our lack issues or our ability to be prone to accidents, we're not participating in the release or the letting go of these denser energies that are held within the field, right? And this requires us on a continuous basis, 24/7, to be super conscious and to be an active participant in our journey in every way. Bottom line, that's it. Okay. And so that's why we do these classes. That's why we're still doing these classes, what, 4 years, 5 years later? I mean, I've been doing this work with anchoring the light and the cosmic codes and all of that sort of stuff, holding the frequencies that I hold. My physical being is in the frequency of love. My voice is in the frequency of love. It was orchestrated that way for me to be able to do this work. And so, we're all offering something back into the universe. It's up to us to clear away enough of the density so that we can participate in a way that we become aware of what it is that we're here bringing to the forefront or bringing to the light. For our ascension, for the planet's evolution, for the collective consciousness, if you will, right? And there was a point in my life where I was going through these upgrades and, having higher self activations, and one higher self would come down and make itself known, and then another higher self, and until it got to the higher self of faith, which the acronym, for those of you that are new, is Frequency Activator, Intermediary, Transcending Humanity, right? That's my job as a teacher, as a way shower, as a spiritual guide. And so the more we can free the density from our body, the more we elevate our consciousness, and the easier these transitions, what we're in now, we're in one of the heaviest periods we're going to be in. Because this is it. We're in a 9 year, it's the culminations, the endings. Next 3 years are going to be significant years with regard to healing and anchoring more light. The more we can do from now till the end of this year, the better place we're going to be in going into next year, releasing that density, releasing the discord, letting go of things like control. There is no control, just be in flow, right? And so, we want to let go of judgments. The first one starts with ourself, and for many, that self-judgment is going to be a weight issue. And when we're in resistance to any weight or any changes in the body, we're in resistance to our spiritual evolution. It's inevitable. We're going to blow up with a pregnancy belly as we birth a new reality. It's inevitable. We have to do that. So when we're feeling the frustration of having gained some weight, we have to. The body physically has to get bigger in order for it to shed the density and hold a greater amount of light until You don't need that density anymore. You don't need that expansion anymore. And then the body goes into its ability to shed. And once the body sheds out, the weight that it carried, it becomes cosmic light, right? So, but because we've played in the 3D, we're playing in these storylines that, every TV ad wants you to be slim and trim, and every clothing company makes clothes that are very challenging if you have any weight on you at all, right? And the mentality has always been born in that we have to look this way, we have to do, but that's a judgment. That is judgment. So, and that judgment, because it starts internally with us, it transcends into everything and everybody that we're engaging with, right? And the other part of that is the need to be consistently right. Instead of understanding every single person on the planet is here for their own journey, and they're going to play that out however they're going to play that out. And it's not up to us to be their gatekeeper. It's just not, right? So this really kind of sets the stage now for what it is that that we're going to be encountering these next 8 weeks, because these next 8 weeks are going to bring up some very old energies as we play back into shadow aspects again. We're like, oh my gosh, I thought we were done with that. No, we're not done with shadow. Shadow's coming up around again. It's going to rear its ugly head. And if it's not somebody else's shadow presenting to you for you, it's going to be your shadow stuff where you're still stuck, where you're not willing to move yourself forward, where you're not willing to see what it is that you're doing consistently over and over and over again. Right? We all have to look at that. I have to look at it myself too. I'm included in this. Nobody is getting through this without something, right? We're all going through this in some way, shape, or form. So, what I wanted to do with this call is to talk about some of the key points with what is transpiring, and then give you some journal prompts and some ways of thinking about the energies to help you so that you can keep shedding what's taking place with you. Okay. And that's really important. It's very important because we have things like anger coming up again. Okay. And I'm seeing that playing out. Anger, resentment. Then we have the victim shadow aspect, right? Where we're being challenged by people who are presenting as a victim, but then we may not see our part as a victim and how we're playing a victim role, right? And I see that all the time. People that want to portray themselves as, a teacher or someone that is sharing so that, somebody else doesn't have to have the struggle or whatever. But that sharing is coming from a place of victimhood. We have to see that. Okay. We also have to be clear with what we are doing for ourselves within ourselves, because when we're not clear and we're not organized in our thoughts, we're going to be chaotic. And the nature of this energy is chaos. Okay. So let's get into some of the talking points here. One of the biggest things that's taking place right now is going to happen on the first, but we're already feeling the energy. We're already playing in it. It's going to be Saturn retrograding back into Pisces. Okay. It's going to take a dip back into Pisces for a second. Why is that important? But Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. Pisces is where we have come out of. Why am I giving you a little background on astrology for those that are new to the community? I'm doing that because it's very important for us to understand that everything happens in timing, right? And a lot of this interplay that's taking place is happening through these cosmic shifts that we're seeing. Now, I'll be honest with all of you. It impacts me a lot less than maybe it would impact somebody else who's, more 3D in their thinking, more 3D in their actions, right? In their expression of themselves. So it's going to impact me less. So I might be the one that's seeing it playing out. I might see it through my client sessions. I might see it through social media. I might be more aware of it because I'm not emotional to it. I'm in complete detachment of it, consciously creating as an observer to what is happening. Okay. So when I talk about the planetary alignments, for those of you that might be experiencing something, it's important for you to understand what's activating that, what's triggering that. Because not only do we have these planetary actions that are taking place, like Saturn, and Saturn happens to be, the whip master, right? The one cracking the whip, wanting everything in order, wanting structure, wanting routine, wanting boundaries, wanting you to move beyond your limitations into greater expansiveness. Okay. And then it goes into a sign like it just did a couple months ago into Aries, which is very fiery. It's the first sign of the zodiac, so it likes to be number one. It likes to be very reactive, very volatile, very fast moving. And so we might see that play out when the retrograde happens and things slow down again, right? Saturn goes into Aries, and suddenly everything in our life feels like it's moving on fast forward. But then Saturn retrogrades back into Pisces. It jumps back into the sign that it was in. It steps backward for just a second. Just let me make sure this isn't somebody having a hard time. No, okay. So it jumps backwards into a sign for just a second. And because Pisces is, illusion. It's the mystic, it's the spiritual. It also carries wounds, right? It can be a sign of great wounds. A lot of times when I see people or work with people who have addiction issues, they have Pisces either as their sun, their moon, or their rising sign, or it's in a significant placement in their chart somewhere, like the South Node or something like that. Okay. So we do have this tool, which is astrology, to help us navigate, and we want to use it as that and not get too caught up in it or too structured into it or rooted into it. But it's important to have an understanding of it so that when we're working with the energies, we're understanding that we're up against, on a physical level, an emotional level, a spiritual level, we're up against the cosmic energies, which is the light frequencies being, released by the sun, right? They're the emanations of the sun. They're coming in solar flares through coronal mass ejections, solar winds, solar storms, all kinds of things like that. And then we're getting bombarded with not just the photonic light of the sun, but we're also getting bombarded by the gamma. And we're living and breathing plasma now, as opposed to breathing regular air, right? Everything is plasma. So we're up against these light frequencies. And at the same time, we're up against the nature of astrology, which is like, Saturn going back into Pisces is like, up, it takes off the costume of Aries, puts back on the costume of Pisces, and now it's getting on the stage, whatever house that is going to be for you in your chart. We're not going to go into that because it's kind of irrelevant here. And then it's going to impact you in however that's going to be. Okay. And so this is an important point or an important awareness to have so that we're having an understanding that we're being impacted by so much, which is why it's so critically important for us to stay in a very clear place. with everything that we're doing. And to really work to not get emotional to what is presenting, especially now, because we have the cosmic cocktail of the solar flares, which are in their highest highs. I mean, we haven't been having X flares, but we've consistently been having M-class flares. And so these flares are holding a higher KP index, right? Which is impacting us to a greater degree. We want to understand that all of this together is shaping our reality. The more present we can be, the greater the opportunity that we have to navigate our reality without getting overly emotional or heightened in our charge. Okay. So this is why we talk about this, because it's very important for us to have that kind of clarity. All right. So when Saturn goes back into Pisces, and I made a couple notes here, it's going to ask us to strengthen our boundaries, right? Maybe we've taken on other people's emotions. Some of us are very good at that, especially if you're a Pisces, especially if you're a Cancer, especially if you're a Scorpio, because those are water signs. So if you have those in any of your placements, you might do that. There are certain signs out there that in astrology that don't do that. They don't care. They'll never take anything in. But if you're one of those signs that's connected to water in any way, shape, or form, you might be an empath and you might be empathing everything. And then the littlest thing can rock the boat. So it's really important to have that awareness, right? Water is emotion. If we're an air sign, it's mental. Then there's a lot of charge in the thinking state. If we're an earth sign, we're very grounded in the earth. And if we're a fire sign like Aries, then we're very fiery and we're bringing in a lot of energy, right? And everything moves a lot faster, right? So this retrograde with Saturn going back into Pisces, it wants to dissolve the old illusions. So if we, let's say we're in a relationship, and the person that we're in a relationship with is just not wanting to do any spiritual work. And all they want to do is complain about what's going on in the world and, what's happening to them and everybody's against them and all this stuff, but they don't want to do the work. And we put ourselves forth, right? We really put every effort in to try and help this person, to literally carry this person along with us. Saturn is asking us to not do that anymore. Don't do that anymore because it's impacting us. And we didn't come here to do that. We didn't come here to carry somebody else, right? We came here to stand in the light of Christ like the Christ does, right? So, and I know there's that depiction of Christ carrying us, but it doesn't mean to pick somebody up and literally carry that person. Okay. What it means is that we all have to stand in the likeness of Christ and let the influence of the Christed light or the Christed energy of the light of God or light of source or the creator, whatever you want to call it, bring us forward, right? Emanate from us in order for us to be our best selves. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff from our past that's very lost in translation. So we have to be present enough to recognize that we're not playing small. We're not carrying someone else and distracting ourselves by carrying that person. Otherwise, we're going to get sick. It's going to impact us in a negative way. And that's how illness happens, right? Illness happens when we forget ourselves, when we're too distracted by the outside, when we're too distracted by someone else, and we're not paying attention to ourselves. And that's how illness happens. Illness happens when we're speaking negatively towards ourselves, because we're believing what somebody else may be feeding us as their perception of us, right? This is why getting clear and having clarity is so critically important, so that we can evolve beyond the illusion of illness, because illness is really a self-created issue in the body. Okay, we create it for ourselves. So we might be feeling very emotional through this shift, which is going to last until February. And then in February, Saturn comes out of retrograde and goes back into Aries, where things will feel like they're moving forward again. And isn't that interesting that that's going to happen in February? Because guess what? Next year, 2026, is a 1 year where we're in new beginnings, and it's a time for healing on a global level, everybody, right? But right now, we're in this chaos. We're in this chaotic energy for 8 weeks. So, where are we taking on energy that is not ours? We need to use discernment so that we're not allowing ourselves to wear another's trials, right, and tribulations, relieving ourselves of the old illusions. How can we dissolve them? We have to be willing to see what's being revealed through these energies. We have to see what's being revealed, and we have to surrender to it and let go of denial, let go of the illusion of thinking that we can overcome it, or let go of the idea of, I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to just avoid it altogether, because that's not going to work. Because when it comes back around again, and it will, it's going to ask us in a different way. And you know how, what I always say, and I know you guys love this, the first hit is a 2x4 across the forehead, right? But if you get that 2x4 enough, and the universe sees that you've developed a steel plate forehead and it's not doing anything, it's going to run you over with a Mack truck. And if it doesn't run you, and if the running over with the Mack truck does nothing, guess what? It's going to drop the house on you. And then it's going to put you in a critical timeout, might put you in the hospital or something like that, right? Where you have to sit with yourself, or it could be a job, right? Maybe you are not paying attention at your job, and your job is done for you, right? And so your job is done for you, and you're not paying attention, and you don't want to leave because all you're thinking about is your safety, your security, the money, right? You don't want to leave, and you stay far too long, and the job gets rid of you. It fires you, right? Or it becomes so chaotic and toxic that it forces the energy to become so high within you that it makes you quit. And you have nothing to go to. There's no plan of action, right? But seeing it for what it is, or seeing it in its truth, could have you already looking for that other job, saying like, this is just not serving me anymore. But if we don't do that, that house gets dropped on us, and guess what? We don't have a job anymore. We have plenty of time to sit around the house, plenty of time to sit around looking at our shadows, looking at what's coming up, right? It's the same thing as being in the hospital. If you're not paying attention and the house gets dropped on you and you end up in the hospital, or a Mack truck runs you over or something, you have a lot of time out to sit and think about this, right? But most of us get upset or afraid that, we're never going to recover. And that's never going to be the case. As long as we're holding the highest timeline, as long as we are in our creator state, we will always have what we need. We may not have more in the beginning until we really start anchoring in these higher states of consciousness, but we're always going to have what we need. We'll always be taken care of. Okay. So, we have to make sure that we're seeing the truth of what is and not escaping it in some way. We have to make sure that we're taking in what is our truth and not placing the blame or displacing blame someplace else, right? We have to look and see what's my role in this? How am I a contributing factor? The situation that's at hand, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing judgment. Okay, so I'm recognizing there's judgment. Now, if they're judging me, where am I judging? Where is my judgment? Am I judging me? If I'm judging me, then I'm judging everybody else because that's how it works, right? Or you might think you're not judging yourself, but you notice you're judging everybody else, right? That this is a really big one. I remember in, I think it was 2007, right? And I go back to that date because I remember it hit me like you ever see the thing where the light bulb comes over somebody's head and it lights up, right? It was like that for me. It was that moment where it was like bing. And I was sitting in the parking lot at Stop and Shop in Long Island, and I was watching this woman, and you some of you that have been with me a long time remember this
Tomorrow.
story.
Bye.
But remember me going into a grocery store and I'm sitting in the car waiting to, like getting out of the car, going in, and I see this woman walking out who is quite large, wearing these bright orange neon spandex pants, right? These like workout pants or something. And she was very large, and you could see every dimple of cellulite and everything else. And she had on this tiny little top. She was large, big woman, right? And I sat there and I was like, oh my gosh, doesn't she see or she doesn't see or she does? No. And then all of a sudden, it was like that light bulb went on. And because back then I was doing my spiritual work with my mentor, I think, no, that wasn't the one in, it was one in California. And we were talking about judgment. And I was like, oh, I just judged her. And I judged myself. You know, when you have that aha moment and you're like, oh my God, I judged her, but I'm really judging myself. I'm judging myself knowing I would never have that full-on confidence that she has to wear that, right? I should be standing up applauding her in the parking lot of the store because like it was so amazing to watch her just strut. She was just loving her outfit and loving her body. And I just remember that I was like, why can't that be me? And that stayed with me for, I don't know, months because I looked at that and thought to myself, like, I want to be there. I want to be there where nobody judges me because I grew up in a family where my mother was worried about what everybody on the block thought or what everybody on the block said or how they looked at you or whatever, right? So that was like the hand-me-down that I got. So judgment is a really big one. And we have it in so many ways, right? Like, if you wanted to journal around judgment, you could journal a prompt that I worked with is when I think about, and you think about this person's name, right? You can put in whoever it is that pops up for you. This person, I would not want to see succeed because when I see them succeed, I feel whatever, right? And that's a feeling of judgment, like not wanting somebody to get ahead of you, right? Not wanting somebody to better themselves more than you. Like somebody has a success. We see this all the time on social media, right? Somebody has a success and then there's like really great comments, but then there's also really mean comments, right? Or then you have people sharing it and talking about that person, but that's all judgment. Or you can write about somebody that you just heard that got, you know, a promotion or got married or went on a great vacation and write about that saying, when I think about this person, I feel great resentment. And then write down why you feel resentment surrounding that person and their achievement or whatever it is, right? Because we're all working through judgment on many different levels. It's not just judging ourselves or judging somebody else, but there's so many layers to judgment. Okay. So these are the themes that are coming up, and a lot of it is going to have to do with the shadow stuff, right? Saturn, as I said earlier when we first got on, loves structure, and Pisces is very fluid. Pisces would be happy in the illusion, wearing the rose-colored glasses, smoking a blunt, because it's good, man. It's all good, right? That's Pisces. And not that that's bad, because it's the kind of like life is good, right? But Saturn's like, no, wake up. You can't do this. We have work to do, right? That's Saturn, because Saturn's very structured. It's very, it's very restrictive. It wants you to get it right so that you don't have to keep doing it over and over and over again. You ever notice in a relationship, if you, and some of you have done this or been through this, and some of you haven't. I know I could speak for myself. I've been through this, but you'll meet the same person over and over and over again until you finally realize what you have to shift in you. It's not them, it's you, because we're still attracting that same person to us because we haven't done the work within ourselves, right? It's never about them. It's always going to be about us. So, in this retrograde, it's going to be about bringing structure to where we've haphazardly let ourselves go into too much flow, and we're not paying attention, and we're kind of, leaking out our vibrational currency and letting people take from us so that we're feeling depleted, right? So this is a very important time too, because aside from the stuff that we have to fix, it's also getting the energies right within our inner being so that we can receive the downloads that are going to expand our consciousness. Okay. And so this is something that we're all going to feel in some way, shape, or form. Some of us might feel more, some of us might feel less. Again, it goes based on your astrological sign. This is, and where it is in your houses, in your chart, in your birth chart, which is why we're not getting too deep into this with the sign and all of that sort of stuff, right? And there is karma involved. When I was writing out the notes for this class tonight, what kept hitting me was the energies, right? It was like this feeling of like this push, the intensity, almost like the idea of being, pushed through the eye of a needle, right? Like we're being squeezed through in such a way. We say, okay, no more. I can't do any more. And Saturn says, just a little bit more. I just go, just a little bit more. And we're like, it's enough already. And Saturn's like, you're almost there. And then you get sucked through and you like feel that pop, right? And you're like, oh, okay, I think I did it, right? Because like now we're in the reprieve state where we can actually take a moment and breathe, but the intensity is going to feel like that eye of the needle. And so when if we can see with clarity what it is that we're engaging in, it's going to make this feel so much easier and so much lighter. There are so many people out there right now, because I've heard from many of them this week, that are struggling with work. Jobs, right? Not able to find a job, or lost a job, or hate their job, but it's not the regular kind of energy that comes around that. This is really intensified energy, right? This is really that next level energy surrounding the whole job thing. And what do you think jobs are tied to? Self-worth. And what do you think self-worth is tied to? Oh, it's tied to judgment. It's tied to lack, right? It's tied to self-esteem, self-worth, right? Like there's so many things that It's tied to. So this is this stuff that's being pushed up during this 8 week period, right? And the energies will have us looking at our life in every facet, through relationships, through family dynamics, through work situations, through what we're putting forward, even, things like what we're posting on social media, right? How we're interacting with others. And so something that you could sit and think about and then maybe journal about would be, what is it that I'm ready to walk away from? What's that thing that's just not working for you anymore? Right? What's that thing that doesn't feel like it's in your highest good anymore, and you need to just let go of it? What's that feel like? Sometimes that's hard. Sometimes it's scary, right? It may be work. And then we're in such resistance to it that we fight with it and we hang on for dear life and we're clawing and scratching and debating and crying and a ton of other things that, if we would just let go, right? If we would just let go. Like, there's a story out there in mythology. I think it's Sedna. I'm not entirely sure. I've heard it a number of times, but I don't really follow all of that to that level. But if I remember some of it, and I might have the goddess wrong, but and she's one of the dark goddesses, right? But I think her father was Poseidon, and in order to save himself, she was clinging to his boat, and he couldn't save himself in the storm that was happening. It was raging because she was going to tip the boat over, and water was going to fill in, and he was going to sink with the boat. And in order to save himself, she was clinging. He took a knife and he cut her fingers off so that she had to let go of the boat. And he sacrificed her in order to save himself. Right? Heavy duty stuff. But this is the energy that we're in. Right? So the energy is asking, what is it that we need to let go of? That's like, an 80-pound weight, 100-pound weight on our shoulders that we're not wanting to see, but we just can't carry it anymore because it's not productive for us. So,
The other part of the story is that all these amazing sea creatures, I think, grew from her fingers or something. So all of this amazing creation
yeah.
came from that. So I think that's the coolest part of that story.
And that's why she became a dark goddess, right? And we all know this part of it, right? We have to let go sometimes in order to see what is new that wants to be birthed from us, right? And I speak to that from my own experiences. Sometimes, and there have been many times, just before I moved, as I was finally finalizing my divorce, just before I moved, I realized I had to let go of my office space because the house I was going to move into, I couldn't afford both. I couldn't afford the office and I couldn't afford the house. So it meant I had to let go of Reiki. And because I'm in the work, I did. In 2015, I let go of doing Reiki. And by 2018, I was able to let go of the office because I didn't need an office anymore. I could do the counseling work, the coaching work right from my house. And I had already started working through Zoom. I was used to that because most of my mentors were using Zoom or Zoom-like feature, right? And then by 2020, COVID hits, and guess what? I was working. I was making my most money because I didn't have to worry about people being in my presence. I was already there. Why was that? Because I was listening. I was paying attention. I wasn't in the mix of what was going on with COVID. I didn't care. I was caring about the codes, like, okay, give me what's next. They're like, all right, we're going to activate faith, and then you're going to become faith, and then you're going to create these programs, and you're going to create this, and that's where I was. So I wasn't paying attention to everything outside because it was irrelevant. It's the illusion, right? When we look at that, it's the people say to me all the time, "You don't watch TV?" No. Well, don't you want to know what's going on? How do you know what's happening? Do I need to know? Like, has there been one thing that has affected me that I was like, shoot, had I been watching that TV, I would have seen that coming. No, I just had this conversation with Debbie last week when we were talking about the hurricane that was coming this way, and everybody is watching it move. And I said, no, thank you, please. I'm not really interested in having this conversation, talking this dialogue, because I'm not going to call it into my reality. Instead, I'm going to see this hurricane veering off the coast and going back out to the sea. And I just kept holding that. I'm like, I am not here for that experience. I am just not here for that experience. And I just kept seeing that. And Debbie and I were talking about it. And sure enough, we get on the call for the next session and off to sea it goes. And people are like, don't you want to know that? I'm like, I create my own reality, right? We create our own reality when we're not tied to the reality that we're being told. We create our own reality with the weather when we're not tied to the reality that they want us to play with, that they want us to interact with. Okay. Now, sometimes we have to get a little creative. I've been there. Holly knows. She'll tell you. Debbie knows, because there were a couple of instances where I supported them through some radical hurricane weather that came their way last year or maybe the year before. And we had to get creative, right? Just like we would if we were on a healing journey together and somebody needed to beat cancer or something like that. We could do that. We have done that. I've done that several times with many people, right? But it stems from within us. It's not on the outside of us, and certainly nothing on the outside of us is going to help us get to that next level. It's all a distraction. That's what it is. So we have to fine-tune ourselves, and we have to put things in perspective for ourselves. So one of the things that we have to ask us during this time period is, what do we need to let go of that's not for my highest good? Maybe it's the television. Stop watching it altogether. Hey, I only watch it to watch this show or that show. That's still a distraction. It's still the energy of it. You know, I have one here, a huge one. Joe has a huge one sitting in the corner. And you know, if he wasn't coming in on the weekends, I probably would have unplugged it. I would have unplugged it. I would have undone all the little connections and whatnot, like I did with the one in my bedroom, because I don't want that energy coming into me. I'm not interested in it, because as it is at night, I could lay down in the pitch quiet and I could hear everybody's TV stuff. I could hear all the TV shows all at once, right? So I have to keep pushing myself higher so I'm not in that streaming consciousness. That's what happens when we let go. We're no longer in it, we're just aware of it. Right? That's where we have to be. So that's where we're heading. So, where should I focus my attention? That's a really good question. We need to ask ourselves that. Where should I focus my attention? What am I feeling? How many times do you get really quiet? Do you sit really quiet and you say to yourself, what do I feel like doing today? By a show of hands, physical hands. Does anybody do that on a day-to-day basis? What do I feel like doing today? Right? What do I feel like doing today? What do I feel like eating today? Where do I feel like going today? Right? Sometimes the answer is what? Nothing. I don't feel like doing anything today. Right? And then we're healing the guilt program. We're healing guilt and we're healing responsibility. And those are two tough ones, very tough ones, right? But that's a really good question. Where do I need to focus my attention? So we have to look and have clarity with what's coming in. What needs me now? What wants my attention? Not what I think I should be doing, or not what's going to look good to my friends and family, but what is it that I really need to do for me right now, right here in this moment, right? Another one that not enough people ask themselves is, where am I the most fulfilled? What does that look like? What lights me up like a pinball table, right? What brings out my radiance? What turns me on? What really gets me going or glowing? For most people, that's a hard one, right? Because we don't take time to sit down and inventory that. We don't sit down, take time to, take stock on what that means for us. And that's because there's intention behind it to take us out of our creator state. And that's how we grew up. We grew up in an environment, school, we were told, hey, don't look out the window. That was considered daydreaming because then you were sent home a note that said, hey, your child's a daydreamer. They're not paying attention in class, right? And then you get yelled at for not paying attention in class. But, maybe you were building the solar system in your mind, right? I mean, did anybody stop and ask you what you're daydreaming about? What are you thinking? You look so intent out that window. Is there like where are those gears taking you? But nobody wants to know that because that would mean that you were using your own free will as a creator being to think outside the box that we all were confined in, right? So that doesn't work with Saturn anymore. It doesn't want us in the box. It wants us in expansion. So, part of this energy and what we're going to be dealing with is this very faded energy, right? It's very transformative energy. It's very tied to karma. So, we're going to see a lot of karmic releases. We may have friendships that we have to let go of. We're just realizing they're not working anymore. Or maybe you have work that you have to let go of because work is not working anymore, right? Or maybe you have to let go of a connection with a family member because that family member is just not in vibrational alignment. And every time you get a call from them or you hear from them, they're pulling you all the way down with them, right? And it's not productive because they don't want to hear another way of helping themselves or alleviating their pain and suffering. Or perhaps the person that's chronically pointing the finger, blaming everybody else, shaming everybody else. It's never their fault. They never do it, right? It's that sticky, gooey, kind of murky, tar-like energy that has to go. It's the one that you try to shake off and you can't shake it off, right? You can't get rid of it. You gotta really make the attempt to move it on. This is what's going to help align us to these next highest energies because we're in a band of energy right now in these next 8 weeks where we have this retrograde with Saturn going back into Pisces until February. And then we just had a new moon in Virgo, which was kicking all of this off. And then we're having coming up on, I believe, September 7th, a full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces. Okay. Lunar eclipses are culminations, they're endings, they take things away, They sever ties, right? They ask us to look at different ways of doing whatever it is that we're doing. So that moon is going to bring with it some things that have to end. Do we let it go? Can we let it go without kicking and screaming and feeling like we have to, save it, save ourselves, go down with the ship, whatever that circumstance is, right? This transformation period that we're in is not going to end until October 21st. These energies are going to feel chaotic. So we have to make sure that we're setting our intention to be creating from the highest place within us so that we're not anchoring ourselves into that old stuff, refusing to go, refusing to move, right? Not wanting to step into something new. All right. So maybe there's a recurring theme in your life. Something that keeps coming up over and over and over again that you have to keep working through, or you have to keep fixing, or it's something with your job, or it's something with a friend, or something with a family member, or it could be something with your significant other. Maybe you're tired of the way they consistently spend money without, being responsible for whatever it is that they're doing or the actions that they're taking, whatever it is, we have to look at that. We have to look at the theme. Maybe you have a hard time speaking up or speaking your truth. Saturn wants us to stand in our power. It wants us to speak our truth, right? It wants us to finally have the structure that we have not been able to have, whatever that is for each of us, right? Because for each of us, it's going to be something different. So, in the letting go, we can also look at things what that we might have outgrown. What are the old ways or the old systems? It's like this community, right? I feel like I bypassed the need to put the link in the portal area and have everybody log into the portal area to go find the link and then join the class, right? That seemed very restrictive to me. I said, let me take the link, throw it in an email, send it out to the class, and everybody has it. Isn't that so much nicer? It's so much easier. You get the email, you click the link, and here you are, right? But it meant a change. It meant changing and leaving, moving away from the old structure. Do you know today, I didn't even put the link in the portal area because they changed something on Zoom and I couldn't get the link to set in the portal and I screwed up the coding. So I have to go back to my computer, my developer, my web developer, and ask her to fix it for me. But then a thought came into my head that said, are you even going to be using the portal anymore? I know it's there, it's like an emergency thing, but there's just things that sometimes we have to just be ready to move away from, right? It's an old, outdated something, right? And you've heard me talk about it if you've listened to the other classes or been with me long enough that even the terminology. Remember when I changed the class format and we went to Divine Alchemy, Full Moon Gathering, Inner Healer Gathering, and we thought, wow, that was going to be so great. And now it's like, oh God, when am I going to come up with new names? Because they just don't work anymore, right? They just don't work. So it's all asking for new, but if I'm not paying attention, I might let that frustrate me because I don't recognize that the feeling I'm having is actually telling me that it's time to change the names, right? So then I could get stuck in that feeling and that emotion of that feeling, and I go right down the rabbit hole. And that's not a good thing at all. Okay. So we have to release, let go of what is not really aligned with us anymore, or maybe it's a process that we're doing that's not in alignment anymore. Or it's a pattern of behavior that we have that's not in alignment anymore. And then what's interesting is, we've talked about this too, is we're in the year of the snake, and there's that constant shedding. With these energies, it's the constant upgrades for the template wipes. And you get to a point where you get so used to it that, when you really feel, super different from who you were. And if you look back and you go back to the beginning of where you came from through the spiritual work that you've done, whether it's with me solely or anybody else that you've worked with, and you look back at yourself from that day, you're like, wow, now I really have come a long way, right? And every day I'm evolving myself. And because I've gotten so used to these template wipes and the idea of really not truly knowing who I am at the deepest level and being okay with that and not having to know who I am or not having to know where my work is going next or what is coming next or will I be here next year doing this or what will I be doing, right? All of these different questions. If we can get comfortable not having to have the answers figured out so that we could just be present with what it is that we're doing. We're mastering our reality because we're in flow, because we have to line up with the codes that are coming in that are giving us the direction for where we're headed next. Right. But if, somebody gave this analogy the other day, but if we had a glass of, let's say, lemonade, and we drank the lemonade. And then we didn't wash the cup out and we poured the iced tea in the cup, we might taste a little bit of that lemonade, right? So it's about the clarity. You know what I'm saying? It's about the clarity. It's about getting clear. It's about doing what we need to do in order to not muddy the waters within ourselves. Now, some might say, yeah, but that's okay. I have no problem with half lemonade and half iced tea. Well, you know what? I don't really have a problem with that either. But when it comes to the codes, I want my codes to be clear. I want my vessel to be clear because there are some things it just does make a difference for so that we can have a better experience moving forward, right? So, with the idea of the snake and the constant shedding and the constant moving beyond the limitation that we thought we had in place, we're constantly evolving ourselves, right? And since I've been here, I saw two snakes. Well, Bella alerted me to the first one was almost immediately when I got here. And the second one, I was literally sitting at this table and I was talking to my client and beyond the computer. I happened to be gazing up out the window as I was speaking from a download that was coming through. And I look and there's this thing going like this in broad daylight, going like this in the window. And I thought to myself, what the heck is that? And then I realized it was a snake. It was trying to get the lizard that was on the window. And I thought, run, buddy. I love you, lizard family that's out there. He comes every morning to say hello. But it just, we have to pay attention and understand that those messages are coming to us for a reason. The other day I was sitting outside and there was a snake that went along the side of the house and then turned the corner right around the corner and went there. I was like, up, oh, more snake energy, more shedding happening, right? More transformation coming. So we have to be clear. The universe is very good at sending us messages. It's very good at letting us know where we are in our process. Whenever I realize I'm seeing something from a higher perspective, guess what? Guess what comes for me? The hawk comes and it literally sits in the tree right across from where I sit and it just makes its presence known and it looks at me, right? And I'm like, okay, I got you, buddy. We're good, And so all of these things show up to show us because every aspect of it is us, right? Every one of you is a fractal of me and I am a fractal of each of you. So we're all connected with each other, and That's really how the universe works. So everything is here to show us where we are in our process, right? So we have to look at what our truth is. What is our truth? Where are we? And if we're not feeling great about where we are, we have to say, well, what am I not doing that I really need to do that will just kick this up a notch? That'll make me feel better about the direction that I'm heading in. Okay. And it's that simple. It's really not challenging. It's really not difficult. It's that simple. But it requires us to be so present to gain such clarity that we're not fooling ourselves, that we're not eluding ourselves by thinking that we're already doing it when we're not. Right? Even me. And I will catch myself if I don't like something, and then I'm like, you know, that's such bullshit. And then I'm like, you know what? Right now, I'm the bullshit. Snap out of it, right? Yeah. And sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes we have to have that little bit of a rant, you know. I mean, my rant is not going to take me weeks and weeks and weeks to process through, but I remember those times where I just couldn't let go of something. I felt so slighted by it, whatever. Now I see it so much faster and I clear it so much faster because everything is energy. Right. And then if I hold on to that perspective that I don't like, I'm just creating more of that in my reality. So why hold on to it? Let it go, shift it. Right. That's where we let go of the control. And that's a hard one for so many to let go of that control, the need for other people to do it this way or that way so I can feel better about me. Or I can feel better about life, or I could feel better about them, right? So when we have this Saturn dip back into Pisces, it is going to help bring up truth. It's going to help reveal some truths that need to come to the surface, whatever they are. Some people will have more that they're going to have to work with that haven't worked with any. Right? And some will have less. And we're all going to have something. Even me, I'll have something. Right? The key in it is to accept what is and not deny it. Because when we're in denial, we're in resistance. And when we're in resistance, nothing flows. Right? If we're in resistance to something, whatever it is, to hearing something somebody is saying, to the way we must operate at our new job, whatever it is, what if we're in resistance, we're literally putting a stop in the universe and in our field, right? And in that moment of being in resistance, now we're going to have to work three times as hard, three times as much to clear that resistance, to move forward in our path. Because now we have to clear the block that we just threw out into the universe. That's why we don't want to operate from resistance. It's not the place to be, right? So we could journal, and journaling helps. And I already gave you a couple of prompts. The key here is an acceptance. We accept it. We don't have to like it. We don't, you know, we don't even have to want it, but we do have to understand why we feel adverse to it. Why are we feeling the way we're feeling to it? So we can understand where the resistance is coming from. Okay. If we operate from a place of clarity in everything that we're doing, we're going to grow so much faster. Right? Because it's like somebody does something that you don't like, and you look at them and you say, not to them directly, but like you're talking to your universe, man, that was really just rude, right? That was foul. That was rude, whatever. And then you say, thank you, universe, thank you. Thank you for bringing that, because there's something in that. There's something in the experience of me having that experience that I'm seeing, I'm in resistance to, that I need to clear because it's poking me in some way. So thank you for that because you're bringing my attention to something that is not sitting well with me. Now I need to take a look at myself, not a look at them, but I have to take a look at myself because it's something. And if we go back to the woman with the orange spandex pants, it's something I'm judging about myself first that's making me judge them for something that I don't like. Right? That's the work. And as long as you're doing that, guess what? You keep moving forward. The minute you shut down and you have resistance because you want to be mad at them or you want to be angry at the situation, you just shut yourself down to activating any higher codes. So we don't want to do that. Don't fall unconscious. Don't go back to being human. Right? The human is unconscious. We don't want to do that. The human operates from 3D. Okay? So we have to remember where there's focus, there's change, because the reality will shift. We have to remember that if we're focusing on something, we want to focus on it in the higher states of awareness, in the higher states of consciousness, right? Let me say that again. Where there's focus, there's change, because our attention, intention, that focused attention is going to that something, and via our energy that we're driving into it, it's going to change. It's going to realign. And it could be realigning with us in a way that we do not want because we're not clear of our thoughts. We're not clear of our intentions. We're not clear of our attention. And then the reality shifts and we're like, what the hell? What happened? Right? And then we have to look and we have to go like, that was me. Right? I did that. And take the responsibility for it, right? So we are in a time of action. Saturn wants us to take action. And we have to be able to communicate. We have to be able to express ourselves. We have to be able to put ourselves forward, to move ourselves forward. Okay. So it's going to be very, very important for us to really pay attention. And Mercury has come out of retrograde. It's in its shade, shadow period still. But it's going to start moving forward. So it's going to make things feel a little lighter. It's going to require that our communication is higher communication, that it's more honest and it's more aligned in the higher realms. Okay. So we're not speaking the same thing that we've always spoken, and that will just bring us worse results than we've gotten because now the energies don't support any of that because that's chaotic. Okay. So we have to be ready to move forward. So it's really important that we honor ourselves in a way that we can speak on or to with someone whatever is blocking our light. So, if something is happening in your reality and you're allowing someone to diminish your light with their actions, this is a time where you're going to have to speak up and step up for yourself and say something, right? It's going to be really important because if we don't do that, it's going to be like telling ourselves a lie. Oh, they don't really mean it. Oh, it's not that big of a deal, right? We have to start taking responsibility for any communication and the direction that we are wanting to go in. Okay. Looking at what is speaking deep within you, like where do you feel like your work is? Where do you need to step up to the plate and adjust something that is not resonating with you or feeling comfortable? Like maybe somebody talks to you in a very demeaning way, and it's part of the soul's contract, right? They do it through the soul aspect intentionally, because you're supposed to say, step up and say, hey, you know, sometimes when you speak to me, I have this feeling of, you know, feeling demeaned. And I know it's me feeling that way when I hear what you're saying, but I'm wondering if maybe we could have a conversation in a different way that would be a little lighter, or maybe a little kinder, right? And we don't have to say, hey, you know, you make me feel really shitty when you talk to me like that. We don't have to say that. We can do it in a nicer way that will take it the next step up and shift the dynamic, okay? So another thing is what do I contribute that I don't want to contribute anymore, or that's no longer working for me, right? Maybe we're contributing something to that dynamic where that person speaks to us in that manner. We have to look at that too. We have to be very clear within ourselves and see what it might be that we might be doing, okay? And these are all pretty good journal prompts that you could use. What part of yourself do you need to reclaim in order to let go of judgment? So where is there still judgment held that we need to reclaim and let go? Right? For some of us, that's going to be the witch wound. Are you letting your psychic information come through? Or are you feeling intimidated by it? Are you shutting it down? Because guess what? We're in a time of heightened intuition. Saturn is tapping Pisces again. It's time to open up the intuitive flow. Okay? So if we feel intimidated or uncomfortable sharing something through a connection that we're having with the divine, or perhaps a soul that's crossed over, or a light being, or something like that, we have to look at that and see why we might be feeling that way. Did it come from your childhood? I know for me, it was my childhood. I know that my family put the kibosh on that. They did not like that. We do not do that. So where for you? Maybe it's a witch wound for you, because we're going into the shadows now, reclaiming the lost parts of ourselves, right? Another good area is watch where we still play the victim. I talked about that a little earlier, but even as a healer in the healer capacity, I see so many people consistently posting, 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 and the content that they're posting is saying, I'm not enough. I'm not enough. I'm not enough. And if you're sending I'm not enough energy out into the field, you're not attracting people back to you. Eventually, you build up enough I'm not enough energy that it shuts that field down. It collapses that timeline of you as a powerful healer. So we have to watch what we put out there. We have to make sure what I'm putting out there, what I'm giving to people to assist them, to support them, is not sounding like victim consciousness. That's a good one. That's a really, really good one. I see these people do this all the time. And I'm like, they don't even know that they have this victim energy coming out there, that they're telling the universe, hey, I'm a victim. I'm not deserving of, you know, of this, of the work that I so desperately want. And they don't even know that they're doing that, because they've been taught this by other people. Hey, let's do this. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to do it this way, right? And it's all built into the program of 3D. It's just built in that way. So it stops us from ascending. It stops us from accessing the higher levels of intel that we have access to, right? And it takes away, diminishes our power. So we are in North Node energy, heading into North Node energy. North Node energy is destiny. Okay. And North Node energy helps us reclaim our power, our innate powers, right? So watch over the next couple of weeks. It's going to be very interesting to see what's presenting for you that's got you thinking like, ooh, if I did this, I might have to stand in my power. That feels a little scary, but I want to do it because it's exciting, right? I'm going to enter a pet portrait contest with an oil painting. Yes, but I'm doing it. Yes, right? And so, we have to just sometimes push ourselves to that next level, yes, and claim it, because if I don't do it, the universe is going to think I'm only playing at painting. It's not going to take me seriously, right? So it's not going to put those people in front of me that would want to buy my artwork. And it's like me shutting down my field. No, I don't want to do that. I want to step in and claim my divine right, claim my power. So I have to get that done. So for you, see where that what that means for you. What is switching on? What do you feel ignited by? What feels exciting to you? For me, it's everything art lately. I want to do everything. Sometimes it's like you could ask Loretta. I feel like I have freaking ADD. Like I'm all over the place. I've got like 10 projects going at one time, and then I'm like, shit, I'm not doing any of them because I keep starting a new one. No. But so it's just really being in the flow of the codes, and I'm just going with it because she'll tell you sometimes it's not about sitting down doing one thing. You're activating all of these different codes, and you kind of have to let yourself because. You have to let yourself go through because then you will come back and start really focusing and working in them, So what's coming through for you, right? Some of you are creating botanical magic, and some of you are creating pottery, and some of you are creating a whole bunch of new clients for yourself in other ways. What's wanting to present for you? That's what you have to look at. No more carrying others, though. We have to end that, right? We are not carrying anybody else. We have to stand up for ourselves, okay? If we are trying to carry other people, we are going to burn out quickly. I know for me this week, because people are in such a chaotic place, the session work that I have been called to this week has been super heavy, some of it very sad, and it's taking a toll on my nervous system because it's like this very heavy, intense, and it requires me to be spot on for them because they're in pain and they're going through so much and whatnot. And although I'm not fielding it through my energy field, my light body feels it, right? Our light body activates, and we have our light body for its fullness too, but it does get depleted as we're holding the divine, So it's been a lot. So if I'm feeling it, you guys are definitely feeling it. So see where you're feeling it, what that means for you, and then, see where you can let go of what you don't need to be carrying for somebody else, all right? Because we don't want to burn out. Chaos and disruption for truth and clarity. We need to have truth and clarity. Otherwise, chaos and disruption are going to replace the truth and clarity, okay? We cannot be willing to make that exchange. And these e energies are going to be super high. Super intensified, pushing us to the limits. And you got to remember, if you were with me in the beginning of this class, if you missed it, please go back and listen to it. We're not just playing with the astrology, we're playing with the energies, right? There's so much energy. The flares are intensified. We're having earthquakes all over the place. We're having volcanoes erupting. We're having part of the fjord in the Alaska, I think it was Alaskan fjord. Broke off because of the intensity of the energies as the ring of fire in the Pacific Ocean is super activated right now, right? Plus, we have this new being, Three Eye Atlas. Some of you might have heard about of it, some of you might not have. It's a comet that is interacting with each planet. It's very interesting. The tail of the comet has been interacting with the sun, and it appears, I don't know because I'm not a geophysicist, but I do my best tuning in. But it would appear that it's interacting with each of the planets, for whatever purposes. This in itself is making the energies even more intensified. And I almost feel like it's like almost, I don't want to use the word broadcasting, but that's the word that comes in. Broadcasting these energies at a greater level, more intensified level, which is why we're feeling this so heavy. Okay. And of course, we have the regulars with, our friendly planet Pluto, which is all about expansion, pushing us to evolve. And Pluto's bringing in the death through rebirth, right? So you're going to have a death of the self in one sense and a rebirthing in another. Sometimes that feels like it's a template wipe, is what it is. It feels like I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. My job doesn't feel aligned anymore. The people I hang out with don't feel aligned anymore. Who am I? What am I supposed to do? Right. And it's during that time where we need to get quiet. Journaling definitely helps, but it's also a time where we're forced to look at our truth. Who are we? Are we living in our truth? Or are we doing the thing that our parents set us up to do? Are we doing the thing that, our mother and father wanted us to do? Go to school and become this. They make really good money, but now we're not happy because we've been doing it and it's not authentically our truth. Right. So it's going to show up what part of yourself you've been sleeping on, right? Maybe there's that other part. I mean, right now, so Tom, we could wake up tomorrow. You could wake up and you could all of a sudden have this incredible download and become, some kind of a channel or maybe a some kind of an artist. You've never ever had an interest in art, but all of a sudden you get hit with this download and now you're like the most prolific artist out there. I've heard of that happening too with people in the past, right? So we have to be present to be in awareness of what is coming in for us. We may have people showing up for us that want us to buy in or participate in a sense of like, it's my way or the highway, right? Let them have the highway. Let them be on their way because we're not playing into that. Destiny is calling us. Karmic fate is going to be impossible to miss, right? We want to be absolutely clear with what's presenting during this time. This is very, very intensified. This time that we're in right now is where the actual culmination of this year is playing out. And it's like, I'm trying to think of how to explain it. But if you took a vase and you smashed it on the floor, the impact is what we're in now. The splintering of everything that gets shed as it hit the ground, and that splintering that spreads out all over the place, that's what we're heading into with the rest of this year. Okay. So right now we're in the most intensified part of it. And this is the soul's highest path forward, being opened up, being activated, presenting through these energies. Okay. So anything that's hidden, especially during this lunar eclipse that we're having, it's a total lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipses and solar eclipses both shed light on what is in the dark, what is hidden. Solar eclipse does a better job at that, but the solar eclipse that's coming at the end of September is only a partial solar eclipse. We have two new moons in Virgo right now. We have one that just took place, the actual new moon for the beginning of Virgo season, and then the solar eclipse that's coming in at the end of September. The solar eclipse that's coming in at the end of September, I think I said this on the full moon recording when we talked about it, is actually going to complete whatever was started back last September 2024. and then got really activated this past March 2025. Okay, so go back and see what that might have been for you. It's also a time of balancing the masculine and the feminine. Pay attention to that. We have to bring ourselves into higher states of consciousness to anchor in these higher frequencies so that we can bring that balance in, okay? And see where we might not be playing into our ability to be vulnerable because we're in fear that if we show that aspect of ourselves, we might be too much, right? That would be balancing the divine and the divine feminine and the divine masculine. All right. In order for us to really understand ourselves at a deep place, we have to look at the wounds. Okay. We don't want to stay there, but we want to acknowledge them. We want to understand. We want to have the experience of it so that we can understand ourselves from the perspective of where am I now? Am I playing the wound still in my thought process, in my posts, in my engagements with people in my life, in my relationships, or am I ready to let that go? Am I ready to shed the victim consciousness? Right? Because that's important. And just know that during this 8 weeks, Kundalini is going to be highly active, highly active. So if you have a root chakra activation and you suddenly get a spontaneous orgasm, that's your Kundalini activating. A lot of times it'll happen late at night. I mean, I've had it happen while I was driving. Always an interesting experience, but late at night when you're laying in bed, that's when it most often happens because everything is so quiet. Okay, everything is like really settled. So you're really receiving those codes. Okay, and I can tell you the body is feeling things in a very different way. I mean, there have been nights where I'm laying in bed and I feel like my back, my spine is rippling, right? It's going up and down, rippling up and down, up and down. It feels like spasms, but it's not a spasm. It's these energies coming in. Like today, my jaw is killing me. It's not just my teeth, right? Teeth hold the deepest programming, but it's actually my bones. It's the bones of my jaw. It goes right up into the third eye area. It's in my eyes. Just the next level of activations and, the energies that are working through us. For each of us, it's going to feel different. Yet last night, I had a line that felt like stim on steroids, like when you go to the chiropractor and he puts the stim pads on you, going from my left hip right to my knee. And it was just a line. It just kept going over and over. It was a line. And I was like, this is so freaking annoying. I couldn't fall asleep. Then finally, it calmed down and I did. But it's the energy working through the body. It's reorganizing the cells. It's reorganizing the molecules. We're being restructured, reshaped. You have to remember, in order for us to ascend the consciousness, the body has to come with us. Otherwise, we exit the earth experience. Okay? It's really important. It's really important to have that awareness. All right? Most importantly, during this is to be present. See what you're creating. Don't sleep on yourself. Don't do that. Because this window is going to be extremely powerful. Okay. And I will be putting together a recording for you as we start to get closer to this lunar eclipse, really pulling into the energies. But I'm telling you, everything changes, right? And also, I'm noticing more intensified. If you have an upgrade or an activation And you look in the mirror and you feel like, God, I look old, I look tired, I look whatever. Be prepared, because a couple of days later, you're going to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, oh my God, I look so young. Like, what happened? My hair's curlier than it was, right? Like, things like that. That's the energies. Okay. It's reorganizing our cellular matter. Okay. Restructuring it. And remember, everything in the reality is interacting with us. Everything. Okay. There's not one thing that's not interacting with us. So start to play into that. So get out of the 3D program, the 3D box, the 3D mundane. Start to pull yourself out of that. Okay. And really start to pay attention. What is coming in for you? What is so powerful that's coming in that is wanting your attention? Because that's what you're needing to work with right now. Okay. All right. I think we're going to stop here because I'm really feeling heavy in my face tonight. Anybody have anything that they want to address? Anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to share? Any questions? Anything? No? I did a good job explaining everything. You all know the mission, right? Yep, the soul has a mission. We're not on the purpose. Let that go. That's old. Pfft. The soul came in with a mission. Its mission is for it to evolve itself. That is it. Doesn't matter how you do it. What matters is that you love how you are doing it. Right? If you don't love how you're doing it, you got to shift it. All right? Yeah. And everything in the reality is pliable. It's malleable. So if you have a pissing contest with somebody, don't hold on to that negative emotional content. Just say, thank you. What a gift for showing me what is. And then send them crazy, crazy love, right? Crazy love. Thank you for bringing this person into my life so that I could have this experience and understand where I need to work a little more, understand where I need to shift a little more so that I'm consistently in the work. Thank you so much for showing me this. We don't get mad at anybody. We allow them to have their experience as we have our experience. We're just going to take ours higher. Right? Does that make sense? Good. Okay. All right. I will have the schedule for September. I can't believe it's September already. It is going to be a very heavy, heavy month. Do not get triggered by anything in the outer reality that you see. It is the collapse finally happening. We talked about that back in 2021 when I kept talking about the outer reality collapsing. Well, hard to believe that it would take 4 years to that to happen, but you can see how dense the energy is that it needed 4 years to deconstruct. Because it wasn't supposed to take 4 years, believe it or not. Okay. The sages didn't predict for a 4-year period, but yet here we are. So just understand the density that's out there is so incredible, incredulous, whatever you want to say. We don't play in it. Don't get fixated on, any of the nonsense that you're hearing, because it's as if you decided, I'm going to look at the outer reality. Hang on for a second. And you take your virtual reality goggles and you put them on. You're like, oh, that looks crappy, man. Let me take these back off again. Oh, yeah, I like this better. Thank you very much. Okay. So when you look at the outer reality, that's what you're doing. You're putting on a different reality glasses, right? It's like Pisces likes to do that, right? Rose-colored glasses. Oh, there's 3D. Oh, yeah, look, that looks real crappy. Oh, I got to worry about that. Oh, okay, thank you very much. And then you take them off and you're like, oh, where'd that go? Doesn't even exist in my reality. Look at that. That's an illusion, isn't it? Thank you, Pisces. So this is how we're doing it now. Okay. Stay out of the outer reality. If somebody is struggling, be compassionate at heart. Do not carry their load. Do not carry that. You don't need to do that. We're all here for our own individual and unique experiences, and your mission is to evolve your soul. That's what you're here for, right? And then we have 3 more years of shifting because we are in a timeline split, right? And we all have to choose. And I say it that way because it's not like we're stepping up a ladder and we're stepping from 3D to 4D to 5D. It doesn't work that way. Right? It's an energy that it's in flow. You're constantly in and out 3D and 4D and 5D. And sometimes when you get high enough and you realize I don't even need to interact in the 3D, you're just in 4D and 5D and 4D and 5D and 4D and 5D and 5D and 5D and 5D and 4D and 5D and 5D and 4D, 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 5D. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I don't have to be in 4D anymore. I'm 5D, right? Until you realize. So it's all in the field. It's the energy around us. It's the energy that we're creating around us. Somebody steps into a reality that's unconscious. You can become unconscious with them if you let them pull you into their reality. Don't do that. Stay conscious. Okay? This is how we have to be in flow. All right? So I'm going to leave this here. And I will post the new schedule as soon as I get it. I'll send it out in email to you because be and make sure you check my dates. I have been known to be wrong. Yep. I don't know where I am half the time, but sometimes I am not on the right timeline. I'm somewhere else. So check my dates. It's okay for you to send me an email and be like, you might want to check your date because you have that date and you're saying Wednesday, but it's really a Friday. Right, Loretta? Yeah. So check my dates. It's okay. Like, you know, I don't profess to be perfect. I just profess to be connected, right? That's it. I'll accept that part of it. All right. So if you have a question or you get into a jam or whatever, you know where to find me. Let's do a session. If you have a question you think that the whole community could benefit from, that's not super long, send it to me and I'll be happy to throw it in the you know, questions asked folder so that I can answer your question. All right. So have a wonderful, I'm going to say weekend because we're almost there. Have a wonderful, what is it, Labor Day and Saturn retrograde into Pisces because that's on the first two. So have a wonderful that. And I will see you guys soon. All right. Have a good night. I love you
Love
so
you.
much. Take
Night.
care.
Night, love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.